Welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me in. I appreciate it.
Why did you decide to run?
I decided to run because I felt that citizens out in the 2nd District weren't being represented as well as they could. The incumbent has been in office for 12 years. He's asking for 16, and he has become an entrenched career politician. And so I decided, particularly when I saw no one else step up to the plate to run against him, I got in a little bit late because of that. But I decided to run because I do believe that we can have better representation. And I've heard that from so many people out in the 2nd District as well.
What is your background? Tell us a little bit about it. Why are you qualified to represent the 2nd District?
So I am a small business owner. I own the Morro Bay House of Jerky out in Morro Bay. And I own an investment advisory business before that as well. I was in that industry for 25 years. So collectively, I've been a small business owner for over 20 years now. And so I approach things from a very pragmatic, boots-on-the-ground approach and a solutions-based approach as well. I know what it's like to meet deadlines and payroll and to create jobs. I'm also a father of two. I've got two 14-year-olds. They're twins, a boy and a girl, that are attending LOMS, Los Osos Middle School. They'll be going to Morro Bay High later this year. So that has been a constant topic of conversation for us at the dinner table. My background includes a lot of civic involvement. I've been on many different boards. The elected position that I was on, I was appointed to an elected position years ago in Santa Cruz County. So I served on a water board with over 30,000 customers. And that has prepared me very well in terms of the water issues that we have here in our own county. I was also chairperson of the Morro Bay Harbor Advisory Board. I was treasurer of the local PTA. Currently, I am the treasurer of the Housing Trust Fund, which is a lending intermediary for affordable housing here in the county. So I've had literally a couple of decades of civic involvement. And over the last 3 years, I've been very involved with regard to housing advocacy and worked closely with county staff as well as all five current sitting supervisors on housing issues.
If you are elected, what are you going to bring to the table? What are going to be your issues?
The environment is very important to us out, particularly out in the 2nd District, because we're in the North Coast District. So I want to do all in my power to protect and preserve our environmental resources, as well as maintain as much access as possible to the environmental resources. That includes the marine resources that we have along the coast out there. Being a father of two 14-year-olds, all I need to do is look at my kids and have the motivation and really my compass relative to environmental issues. I'm firmly against offshore oil drilling. I think we need to move forward as a society and as a people away from petroleum-based energy sources and toward renewable and sustainable energy sources. Also, I think we need more efficient and responsive government. There have been several areas that we've been failing in, frankly. One is relative to our pension management. We currently have the largest unfunded pension liability in the history of our county. And that, frankly, is frightening. It needs to be addressed. When the incumbent started in office 12 years ago, the unfunded liability equated to 1x our total county payroll. Today, when we look at the unfunded liability, it equates to 3x the current county's total payroll. I have a degree in finance from Cal State University, Long Beach, and with my background in investment management, I have the proper financial background to really tackle that challenge. In addition, affordability is a huge issue here on the Central Coast, and that is relative to both utilities. We've seen water bills skyrocketing because our infrastructure out in the 2nd District and really countywide as well has been costing us hundreds of millions of dollars. Part of the reason for some of these cost overruns is because a lack of a regional approach and a lack of long-range planning. Included with that, I believe we should look at desal. We just went through a severe drought. Desal was kicked around a little bit. And the common response is, well, it is environmentally not friendly and too expensive. But I'll tell you this, every year that goes by, both of those barriers are substantially reduced. So it is something that we need to start looking at now for 10 and 20 years down the road. Also relative to affordability is housing. We are in one of the least affordable housing markets in the entire country. There are a lot of different reasons for that. Probably one of the biggest reasons is it's such a desirable place to live, and I think we've got wonderful people here. But with the experience that I have both in the nonprofit and for-profit side of the building industry, the extensive experience that I have, I am ready to bring solutions to the affordability challenge that we have here on the Central Coast.
One issue that's going to be kind of looming on the horizon is the new wastewater treatment plant in Morro Bay is kind of shaping up, from what people have told me, to be another quagmire like Los Osos. So do you have any ideas about that?
Again, there has been a lack of regionalism. So my first idea to bring to the table on that would be, let's step back a moment and re-explore regional approaches, regional solutions to the problem. Because what has happened up to this point, Greta, is that each project has been looked at individually as a silo. There was some coordination going on between Cayucas and Morro Bay, and unfortunately, that is no longer the case. There might be opportunity to coordinate with Los Osos with their new plant. They need flow. They need effluent, and right now, Morro Bay is pumping out their flow into the ocean. We might be able to send some of that flow from Morro Bay over to Los Osos. I've seen one report that was published in about 2012 by the county that looked at a regional approach. And I think it is high time that we look at a regional approach again to try and discover any cost savings and then economies of scale that we might be able to attain. I honestly believe, particularly in the second district, the voters are ready for new leadership and fresh ideas. As a small business owner, I'm not an entrenched career politician. And one thing that makes me unique and special in terms of any candidate running for supervisor in the entire county is I am the only true independent. I am a nonpartisan. I have not been in any political party for over 12 years now. So I didn't do that out of political expediency just for this race. I'm what we used to call a declined estate voter. Now we're called no party preference. By statute, the supervisor's position is nonpartisan. So I think it would be refreshing and also helpful to have a true nonpartisan in that nonpartisan seat.